Amma ba'd. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For the last many weeks, we have been discussing the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam regarding the nature of Islamic teachings, regarding how we should have our intention before we perform an act of worship, how to purify that intention, avoid showing off, and to make sure that whatever good deeds that we do, they have an effect for our worldly well-being and our spiritual well-being. And now I would like to begin our look at some of the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wassalam, which refer to issues of fiqh and practice. And in these ahadith, a good number of the traditions, they deal specifically with the rulings of Islamic law. What is obligatory, what is necessary for us to know, and what is not. And that aspect of these ahadith is something which is the topic of a separate session, Islamic law. And in that, it is more important to look at the conclusions that are derived from the Quranic verses and from the ahadith, and not at each individual hadith. That might not actually make a question easier to resolve. It might make it something that raises more questions than it can solve. But there are some ahadith that I think it is good for us to look at, simply to gain an understanding of the environment that our imams lived in, the environment of questions and answers that existed in their time. So we gain a little bit of an appreciation about some of those rulings which our imams taught. So we don't look at fiqh simply as a series of rulings in a book of law, but as something that was actually lived and taught by the imams with a certain perspective. And that perspective is something that we need to be able to learn and maintain. Now, the first chapter of fiqh in general is Kitab al-Tahara, purification. And this is an important part of our lives as Muslims. Our purpose in life is prayer, is worship. And worship is facilitated by the ritual prayers and the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do, and by the recitation of Quran. And those ritual acts of worship, there are two types of taharat that are required. There is the physical taharat, or purity, which means that our bodies and our clothes, our person, not be impure. We cannot pray if we are impure. And similarly, we can't touch the text of the Quran or put our hand to the Quran if physically we are impure. And also, in order to touch the text of the Quran or to recite a ritual prayer, we have to have a state